これは第2
This is
期の、
the quarter, second quarter
ですね。
consolidated
売上の
results.
方は、
As for the net sales, we have seen an increase on a year-over-year basis by 17%, and in operating income, it's minus 24% on a year-over-year basis. And there has been yen-denominated sales increase by 17%, and you can see this. Currency exchange rates used for 2021 were used this year, then it would be plus 9%. And for pre-GAAP, on a yen-denominated basis, it is increased by 21%. And excluding the foreign exchange impact, it would be plus 12% compared to the previous quarter, which was 9%. We have a higher number here. But meanwhile, when it comes to the operating income, why is it that we are down this much? Well, the same thing happened in the first quarter as well. This is the FX factor. If we have a weak yen, then the dollar-denominated sales impacts things. And second point, since this year, we have seen a revival of sales activities, and so there has been a considerable amount of expenses that have been generated, which were suspended for the past 2 years. And also, we are seeing steady growth in this within the company. There are some expenses there, and we have this link to pre-GAAP results, and so therefore, there is the impact of this as well. Those are the three factors that have caused these results. Next, this is the dollar-denominated situation. And this is the sales by region. And the weak yen has impacted things dramatically. So it's better to look at this without looking at the FX impact. And this is the by region net sales growth. And you can see the situation of Europe, and you can see the single-digit growth of Japan, and that's the situation for the quarter. And this is the FX impact, and we're seeing the increase in net sales in each of the regions. Compared to the previous year, we have the situation of growth without the FX impact. And compared to 1 or 2 years ago, you can see that there has been a growth in this manner. If we look at this by segment, there are two segments, the consumer and the enterprise business. And as you can see from this slide, in all of the segments, we have seen growth. And this is similar to the first quarter. Since this year, in terms of revenues, we have seen that there is a new standard for revenue recognition, and there has hardly been any impact at all in the second quarter as well. And it has just been an impact of 200 million yen for revenues. And, so, and if you look at this particular quarter, we have... we will not be preparing this slide in the future because even with the new accounting standards applied, there is hardly any major difference. And here is the point that we'd like to show you. As we have been mentioning, for the company, we are making a shift to a subscription business, and we're showing how this is moving forward, and you can see that the subscriptions are increasing. So the number of subscription customers is growing steadily. Meanwhile, for the perpetual customers, there are some customers that have shifted to services, or there are still some that want to continue with the perpetual licenses. But if possible, we would like to and convert even more to subscription. And our hope is to increase the subscriptions. What is the situation of the revenues. Yes. This is a very important point that we're looking at, and you can see that this quarter we have seen an increase by 32% or $609 million, and for the consumer market we have seen an increase by 19% as well. Of course, on the upper side, we're looking at this on an annual basis, but for both we are seeing very high growth rates. And if we look at the percentage share by region, the weak yen has impacted things, but you can see the situation here. And before adjusting deferred revenues, we still have the FX impact. And likewise for Europe, we're seeing very high plus 26%, and also for EMEA is plus 18%, whereas Japan and Americas show single-digit growth only. And by segment, and also we're looking at before and after the deferred revenues, we're seeing a growth by 14% for enterprise, and it's higher than the approximately 10% that we saw in the first quarter. And we're seeing steady growth in consumer sales as well. And this is the situation of the deferred revenues. And this is the deferred revenue by region, which we'll skip. And this is interesting, I'm sure, to everyone. This is the situation of costs. And we're showing the red box.
You can see both year on year and quarter by quarter, and about half of this is the exchange rate. And there is a portion that increases in line with the sales activities recovery. And for cloud, as a subscription service increases, the cloud cost increases as well. And the pink color, this is a mostly mobile channel cost in Japan. I'm sure that Omikawa-san will talk about this later, but it's trending strongly. Yellow is salaries and benefits impacted by weaker yen, and also recovery in hiring. As we mentioned in the first quarter as well, considering the market situation, we have to make some adjustments, and that is also another factor behind this number. This is a pre-GAAP and margin. This is a slide on cash flow. Even with lower profit, cash flow is pretty strong, similar to the first quarter. As I mentioned, the pre-GAAP growth rate is very high, and that is why there is cash inflow. And you can see that impact on the slide. This is the second highest cash flow. In the previous quarter, we had the highest level of cash flow in history, and this time it's the second highest. So for the first half of the year, we believe that this is the highest level of cash flow that we have ever posted. Hiring activities, 166, a net increase. As I mentioned before, from the beginning of this year, things have changed. In other words, we could not really hire many people in the last couple of years, but now we are making a recovery there. It's partly because of weaker yen, and also that is not everything, but partly because of weaker yen, we have a forex gain, and we have 1.6 billion in extraordinary and non-operating. And these are the highlights and lowlights. As I mentioned before, in all regions and segments, we have seen growth, and we're sustaining high growth in subscription business. We have also posted the second highest operating cash flow for the following the first quarter. And the lowlight is cost is increasing faster than the revenue. We don't believe that this is a long-term thing, but I'm sure that Eva-san will explain this later, but we have to make investments now, and these investments will continue for a while. and the multi-year deals are slightly declining. And why is this low light? Because after deferral, there is no impact of this. First of all, this doesn't have impact on the growth of a pre-GAAP. So there was a 12% growth, but if we had the multi-year contract, this percentage would have been higher. And another factor is, why are we seeing a decline in multi-year deals? There are several reasons. Some customers don't want to invest in multi-year perpetual license, and also economic deceleration or recession may be expected, in which case the customers may want to reduce the cost or lower the budget, which means that we are beginning to see some of the signs, so that is why we have identified this item as one of the lowlights. Highlight for the half year, this is the total of the first quarter and second quarter, so I would like to skip all these slides and go straight into the revision of forecast. So in April, we were basically assuming 110 yen to the dollar, but now yen is much weaker. Therefore, we have decided to make an adjustment with 134 yen to the dollar, which means that there is a 17 billion yen increase in revenue. The expense will expand by about this much, so we will not make an adjustment in terms of expenses. And finally, this is the new forecast, revised forecast. Net sales, 225.9 billion, 19% higher than the prior year, which used to be 10%. And the forex impact is still 10%. So weak yen is the only impact, and all the other numbers stay the same. That's all from me. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have later on. Thank you.